and New Zealand, in addition to many professional institutions throughout the world. Passing an IELTS test is a requirement for individuals who wish to immigrate to Australia and New Zealand. Canadian immigration authorities will accept the TEF and CELPIP in addition to the IELTS. The IELTS is the only English language test that is approved by the United Kingdom Immigration Department, UKVI, for visa applicants both inside and outside of UK. Any person who takes an IELTS test is provided with either a result or a test report form that indicates a score from Band 1, non-user, to Band 9, expert user. Each individual institution determines a different threshold. There is no minimum score required to pass the test, but it is recommended that institutions do not accept as valid any reports or results that are older than 2 years. Exceptions can be made if the student can provide proof that they have continued to maintain their language skill level. In 2007, IELTS administered more than 1 million tests in one 12-month period, which made it the most popular standardized English test used for higher education and immigration purposes in the world. In 2009, 1.4 million tests were taken. In 2011, more than 1.7 million tests were taken. In 2012, 2 million tests were taken. And in 2014, in more than 140 countries, 2.5 million IELTS tests were administered. History. The Cambridge English Language Assessment, at the time it was known as UCLES, and the British Council first launched the English Language Testing Service, ELTS, as IELTS was originally known, in 1980. At the time, the format was considered to be innovative because it addressed the changes and challenges in how students learn language and how teachers teach language. This format also reflected how the concepts of communicative language learning and language for specific purposes were growing in popularity. Therefore, the new format incorporated tasks that were designed to recreate real-life circumstances in which students need language. In the 1980s, there were some difficult logistical issues in administering the tests, causing the numbers to be as low as 4,000 in 1981 and then up to 10,000 in 1985. Because of these low numbers, the ELTS revision project was launched in order to supervise a test redesign to be sure that there would be international input and participation in the redesign of the test. The International Development Program of Australian Universities and Colleges, IDP, now known as IDP IELTS Australia, the Cambridge English Language Assessment, and the British Council were invited to form the newly named IELTS International Partnership, and to this day, they deliver the test. IELTS was officially launched in 1989. Students were assigned to take two non-specialized modules, speaking and listening, and two specialized modules, writing and reading. The number of people taking the tests began to rise by about 15% per year, and by 1995, there were 43,000 test takers and 210 testing centers around the globe. In 1995, IELTS was redesigned again, and three major changes were made. One, in previous versions, the test taker could select one of three field-specific writing and reading modules. In the new version, there was just one academic option offered for each module. Two, in previous versions, the writing and reading modules had a thematic connection. The new version removed this format to make the level assessments easier to score. Three, the academic writing and reading modules were standardized to match up with the general training writing and reading modules, timing, response length, score reporting. Additional revisions were launched in 2001, speaking tests, and 2005. Modified assessment criteria were added to the writing test. IELTS